You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! Yo, what's good, man? We're back at it for Cypher Something, and I'm back at it again with my mans
DeAndre
and Masenko.
And Masenko is gonna speak up this time, so don't even worry about it,
nigga.
Hello. Okay.
But how about we kick it off with how would you guys feel if you get with this girl? She's like a whole ass vibe. Everything about her is great. But then you find out that the guys that she used to date before you were all billionaires, millionaires, just like rich, playboy, entrepreneur guys. And the only reason she got with you was to try something different.
You know what that reminds me of, man? Yo, I don't know if you've seen it, but like there was a picture of like Riley Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Riley Reed.
No.
What happened? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It was just like Riley Reed, the whole situation and stuff. You know, people roasting the memes and stuff. I thought that thing was like hilarious. But I don't know. I feel like it's just different people feel strongly about different things and stuff. You know, maybe he was cool about her past.
No, I'm talking about if you Masenko,
okay,
got with a girl,
all right,
who all her ex niggas was rich billionaire playboys, and she only got with you to try something different. How would that make you feel?
But like, is money like a personality trait?
No, it's not. But it's like, wouldn't you be sitting there like you sitting there? You like, damn, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here getting...
I'm just Joe Schmo.
It would hurt a person's ego. I'm not going to lie.
Like, yeah.
Honestly, that'll boost it.
How the hell would that boost your ego?
She broke up with so many billionaire dudes that she want to fuck with a real nigga like me.
I understand that. But it's like, nigga, think about it. Like, babe, you want to go out to eat? Where can you take her that you... She's gonna love In-N-Out?
Like,
You know why? Because if she's not fucking with billionaire people are not down to earth. If you really,
I don't need to be down to earth in a Lamborghini.
Yeah, you don't. So that's the thing.
Okay, I understand that.
She's trying something new. She wants to be more down to earth. So she's fucking with me now.
Okay, but like, you meaning to tell me, like, okay, we've all been in relationships where you be out and about. And like, nigga, have you ever been out and about with a girl that you really vibing with and you see a bitch that you used to talk to and your ass cheeks just clench together and you like, I hope this bitch don't look in my direction. I hope she don't come over here. And you just sitting there like, okay, same logic. Hey, babe, I just spent $5,000 of my hard-earned money on these tickets for us to go to this show. And you like, oh, okay. Like, okay, that's cool. And you get there and she's like, babe, remember John? John owns this place.
Damn. God. It was like, okay.
Oh,
man.
Dude, that's... She's like, where are we sitting? I hope we're sitting diamond. And you're like, we're sitting in the front row. She's like, but I like to meet the stars, though. And you're like,
sheesh.
But, I don't got that kind of money.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
Like, you don't think that would ever...
Getting... If a financial... problem is
you thinking
happening, if a financial problem is happening, I would probably have to get out of that relationship.
Okay, so what it sounds like is you're saying if the bitch cared about money, she wouldn't be here fucking with you.
Yeah.
If money was a problem, she wouldn't have been here fucking with you.
Yeah. But you're saying that she's fucking with me because like she's already fucking with me. She wants to try something new. But if she's like not trying to work with it and she's like being
that's cool for her, but like as a man, you gonna be cool with just bitch used to date Jeff Bezos? What? And she's like, yeah, babe. Like,
I'll ask for financial advice. Why not?
I'm going to be honest with you. Bro, that's a blow on the ego. Low key. Because it doesn't matter what you do. It's like nothing you can pay for, nothing you can do can really excite her because she's had it all. You know what I mean?
That's okay.
So that's hard. That's hella hard. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I would feel some type of way because I feel like every man wants to level up. But when you actually have,
do not let this nigga hit the blunt. Do you hear how good the show is going, nigga? Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, straight up, man, that's a blow on the ego. You know what I mean? Everything you do can really excite her because she's had it all. Like you just said, you want to go somewhere nice or go somewhere with the stars. Dude over here.
Like, that's nice compared to you for your budget, but nigga, the bitch done been to Rome and hold met on, Zeus.
Hold on.
Met Zeus?
Like,
damn.
All right, go ahead.
Are you these two?
No, check this out.
Goddamn.
If she's had everything and tried everything that has to do with money and does expensive things, she's taking trips everywhere, why don't I just show her things that I like doing? Or I just do things that don't cost any money at all. Like, we're gonna go ride bikes around town. We're gonna go.
Okay.
We're gonna go have a picnic.
I would feel like a charity case, bro. To be honest, my ego would just be so low.
But she fucks with you,
nigga.
But look, think about it. Think about it like this. It's like, okay, what if it's not money? It's easy to say that when money is the topic. But instead of, okay, what if it was, instead of, okay, let's flip it on you. You get with a, let's bring up Steve's thing. You get, your ex-girl is Riley Reed. You know her neck game stupid. You know everything
My
she do.
My ex-girl is Riley Reed.
Your ex-girl is Riley Reed, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you go get with a Raven Simone. A motherfucking...
Okay, yeah.
A fucking just a regular degler plain Jane. Obviously, you know that you went from crazy insane to being cool. You know that. That's the choice you made, okay? Yeah. But knowing that, you also know, damn, when I get hit, it ain't gonna be that good.
Well, I mean,
when I know I ain't finna get,
I want to hear this dude's response.
Like, I know I ain't finna get everything response. Five. I know I'm not gonna get everything five star like I was used to. So now I gotta do with what I now have. That's the situation you in, going from porn star to regular, and that's what she got to go through from going to billionaire to bozo.
Well, it depends. Check this out. If I'm a sex fiend like that, and I really needed the sex to be as good as Riley Reed was giving me, then I'm not fucking with no regular ass people. Obviously, I'm gonna be looking for the best sex I can get. Obviously,
that's true.
But okay, that's my thing. It's like, if that's how I really am, but really, if I get with somebody who's like regular as fuck, it's not the sex. It's not the sex.
So you think it's just because of it's different reasons?
Yeah, there's different reasons why you would do something. So if this girl who's been with billionaires is fucking with me, she wants to try something new, she sees something in me that she really likes, that means she likes me. She doesn't give a fuck about my money. She gives a fuck about me. Okay. So she wants to know what I want to do. So if I say, hey, let's go get a couple of McDoubles and a couple of McChickens, and let's get a McGangbang going.
She knows what she's getting herself into.
Yeah, she knows what she's getting herself into. She's not going to be like, McDonald's? We're going to go to McDonald's? Like, if she's like that, she knows, don't fuck with me then.
Like, bitch, you know I ate that pussy in my Honda Civic. Like, yeah. You know
what you're like, you saw what I pulled up and that shit was screaming. Like,
like,
fucked up.
Okay.
You have to be realistic.
That is. I agree with that. I agree with that, but knowing that, it's like, okay, I don't know, I agree.
It's more realistic, because like, I'm going to try something new, I'm going to get rid of somebody who's broke, and then they see that they don't like it, they're like, I need money in the relationship, then that's how it's going to go. But if she's fucking with me and she really fucks with me, she fucks with me.
And then what about you on the ego thing?
Okay, so... It's hard because I do think about stuff like that. You know what I mean? I'm not like DeAndre. Like, low key, like, yes, I could
put keep it a bug.
I could put the pride aside. I could put the ego aside. But at the end of the day, if I know it's hard. You know what I mean? I'm always gonna feel like I'm inadequate. I'm always gonna feel like there's something wrong. I'm always gonna feel insecure. That's not a good feeling. I should always have my confidence, and having that, like, oh man, like, this dude been, you've been with dudes that are just 1,000 times better than me.
But like, are you comfortable in your own skin?
Look,
that's what it really comes down to. How comfortable you are with yourself. Because I 100% get that. Because even us as men, we'll have blind competitions. Like, you'll be sitting here like, damn, I'm in the military, but this nigga's in the military with a motherfucking 2021 motherfucking Corvette, nigga. I need to get me a Corvette. And it's like, damn, bro, you really stressing yourself out
and really
thinking about another man.
And that nigga's like, I'm trying to get a Bugatti.
And that nigga looking at you like, damn, I really need me a down-ass bitch. And you looking at him like, damn, I really need that car.
So you would never, like, ask her a question, like...
I wouldn't want to know.
I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care because I'm not the billionaire, nigga. And then it's like, if you really sit there and think about it, you're going to be spending your whole relationship, like, boom, you get with Kim Kardashian tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You really finna ask, okay, who? Who
no, I'm saying, like, goddamn. Like,
oh, I thought you were saying, like,
no,
nigga,
no, not like, I'm just saying, like, goddamn.
All right, fine.
Like,
I'll pick Kylie Jenner because Kim Kardashian, she got kids and being
no,
hot
she's
with
still,
Kim.
She's still good. I'm just saying, like, damn, you really getting with Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, you feel
so
me?
So many millionaire, billionaire motherfuckers.
But nigga, like, how many niggas have been with Kim Kardashian and how many fucking bitches
bro,
there
you
is?
You wouldn't
want to
be on the list?
Not Kim Kardashian.
Damn, that's crazy. I'll be up there with Reggie Bush.
Hell no.
I'll give it to you, Dwayne. I respect your confidence and your resolve to, like, to the T. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm gonna be honest, like, what you were just saying, it will hurt your, like, ego than a motherfucker. But if your confidence is just, like I said, like,
that's crazy. I said it.
Fuck you, bro. If your confidence is unbreakable, then I guess, you know what I mean? What I say.
But you wouldn't want to live in the moment? Like, if you got with Kylie Jenner tomorrow, mm-hmm. the first thing you're going to ask her is about Travis Scott? Or you going to be like, yo, what's your favorite color? Like, what you like to eat? Do you like dogs? Do you really like cats? Do you like kids? Like,
You can't look at somebody as a status.
You got to look at them for who they are right now in that moment with you.
That's how you really...
Not who she was yesterday with Jeff Bezos. Because I fuck with what you mean because you keeping it a whole thousand. But it always fucks niggas up in relationships that get with a chick that they might feel is out of their league. But in reality, the chick is with him because he's right where she needs a man to be. But mentally, you fucking yourself up thinking about her as a status and her past. You're not sitting there thinking about, damn.
You're worried about the...
This bitch fucking with me because I'm a goofy-ass, monotone photo-taking nigga. And she fucking with me.
God damn.
You feel me? It's like, bitch, I'm nobody else but myself. Like, you met me when I was a photo-taking nigga. You're not going to get with me and now I'm a gangbanger nigga. I'm still the same nigga, bitch. You feel me?
That's how I'm really feeling about it. Like, you shouldn't look at the person that you're talking to as, oh, she's hella bad. Everybody wants her. I'm gonna try to get her. It's like, nah. She fucks with me and I fuck with her. And we gonna build.
Exactly. I fuck with that.
No, I fuck with that. I resonate with that.
Like, you, like, you know what I'm saying? It's only one you. And it's like, at the end of the day, yeah, she was with billionaire niggas, but the nigga before him was richer than that nigga. The nigga before that nigga was like, every nigga with you, all the niggas she was with, best believe none of their net worths was exactly the same. Somebody had more money than somebody else. Somebody showed her some shit, nobody else showed her. But bitch, I'm finna show you some real shit. The streets.
Well, we're talking about people with money and stuff like that. I want to say, like, how about this, guys? Mm-hmm. Is money everything?
Absolutely not.
Is that
absolutely
really,
not?
That's how you're really feeling? How do you feel about it?
Is money everything? I feel like it can give you freedoms, bro. Like, it really, sometimes it can give you some freedom. You
know, absolutely. I feel like, okay, I'll separate it. Is money everything? Yes. But is it everything to do with my happiness? No, not at all.
I think it's money. Money's not everything until you have money. It's like what Drake said. Niggas people with no money.
Ain't got people with no money act like money isn't everything.
Yeah, you got money.
Yeah.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. Like, I definitely wouldn't say that I would want to be rich to shit on niggas. I would mostly want to be rich to see the blessings that I could provide.
Just do everything and give people money. Honestly, I feel the same way.
You feel me?
I would
like, nigga, you so ever bought shit. A gift for somebody that you paid money on and you really paid attention and you kept it stitched till their birthday and the only thing that you look forward to was their reaction?
Oh my God, yes.
You feel me? Like, God's Plan by Drake was such a powerful video because the nigga's doing what rich people should do. Yeah. Hey, your mama's struggling? Let me pay your tuition. Hey, your mama ain't got a car? Let me buy you a car. Like, I fuck with that so tough. Like, look, bro, here's a story. When I used to work at Sports Authority before they closed down, my employee discount there was, 40 to 60% off. Damn. Was my employee discount. So anytime game days came around, sport events came around, you would always have that family that had that super talented kid, but they couldn't put them in sports because they just simply didn't have the money. Nigga, I would, hey, give me your phone number. I'll meet you in the parking lot. That bat right there, I get it for 60. It's 300, I get it for $60. That right there, yeah, I got you. And literally just seeing their kid being able to do what they want and their parents not having to spend $3,000-$4,000 just to have the status of, hey, I'm a good parent because I spent a lot of money on my kid. It felt good. So it's like, I feel like, shit, I definitely feel like if I was a millionaire, I'd be a lot happier than I am right now. Yeah. Am I happy? Fuck yeah. But if I had $1 million, I think I'd be happy.
So, hella happy.
So my question... Okay, because a lot of people skipped off on this. Okay, people are talking about Bitcoin, but how many people are really talking about Ethereum, the second most grossing thing that's going to be the next Bitcoin? If Bitcoin's gold, Ethereum is, in theory, silver. Mm. So how do you feel about Ethereum, the cryptocurrency?
So now you're asking me a stock question? To put it this way, to go super into depth real quick on it, boom. Bitcoin started off as a joke. Back in high school, we all knew about it. Nobody talked about it. If Jeremy Cavalcane listened to this, I'm going to mention him. I remember us having a music production club. This guy was like, yo, guys, Bitcoin's like a dollar right now. I think you guys should buy some because I feel like it'll be the next big thing. I spent $100 on it. Let's see what happens. Do you not realize we all sat in that classroom and laughed? We said, what the fuck is that? Laughed. Yeah,
like Bitcoin. Oh, I'm going to buy hella Bitcoins.
Bro, laughed. Okay? Years later, it ain't worth a dollar no more. So I'm pretty sure he got the last and ultimate laugh. And it's like, if people really sit there and think about it, let's make this quick and small. The market has more money pushed into it than it's ever had in the last year than it has within the last 5 years. The stock market alone only had $4 million invested in it in the last 5 years. But then the past 2 years, due to the pandemic, there's been over $550 million in 1 year. And then it's like everybody's dealing with inflation because there's so many, a lot of money disbursements getting pushed out. So that's driving the prices up on everything. So money's going crazy right now. But a lot of people don't know the more money you print, the less value your money actually has. And it's like the crypto market is the best way to keep your money at value with what the world determines is the value of that currency. And it's like, to put it in short terms, places in, like, countries in Africa, for example, I'll use Sudan. Maybe not Sudan. I'll use, what was that? Is it, not Nigeria? It was, I think it was Nigeria. But there was a, in Nigeria, there's a lot of small villages that only use cryptocurrency as their main currency.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah. Like, a lot of places that don't have the access to money as we do, crypto is their only currency. And there's places in Japan and China that have the same exact effect. So To answer your question, your Ethereum is only going to go. The world is going to go crypto. People are buying ledgers to protect their money because a ledger is a flash drive that comes with a pen and you will only have access to it. And it's like, shit, people are coming up with NFTs. There's so many ways to really preserve your money rather than a bank. Ethereum is up next.
Most definitely.
I hope that answers your question.
No, it actually does. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to lie. Like you were saying, I seen Bitcoin because at the time, I think it was at 16,000, right? Mm. And this was like, what, November, December? Dude, within 2 months, went stupid. So my advice to anybody who's, you know, looking into crypto, I'm saying, like you said, Ethereum is up next. You know what I mean? It's barely at, it's at 2,800. You know what I mean? But what is 2,800 to possible 10,000, possible 15,000? You know what I mean? Be smart about your money. Be smart about your future. You know what I mean? And really try to capitalize and seize on opportunity. Don't just look at stuff like, oh, GameStop, like it just went stupid. People just got stupid money. Oh damn. Or oh man, Dogecoin just went stupid.
Dogecoin is a joke.
Dogecoin is a fucking joke.
It is.
If you're putting your money in Dogecoin, you're a fucking idiot. To touch back on what my man Maseko was talking about, GameStop, don't do it. AMC, don't do it. Dogecoin, don't do it. Dogecoin was literally a fucking meme stock created to make fun of Bitcoin. And if you guys are following everything Elon Musk says, he done came out with Ratcoin. He done came out with two other cryptocurrencies. And all he does is shout them out after he puts his money into them. You guys blow him up. He takes his money out. Elon Musk is not Jesus. Okay. The best, I ain't gonna lie. You seen the nigga coming out with a $25,000 Tesla? 25K.
That's crazy.
25K. That's 10K less than my car, and I got an Acura.
I'm mad at what he named his son. I was like, what the fuck is
this? You can't even pronounce that shit.
You can, dude.
Have you seen Elon Musk's son?
It's like NXA square root.
Some bullshit, bro. Like, I was like, damn. Power. I was like, man, you just birth this nigga into being bullied, bro. Like, okay, oh God.
But look though, you want to know what's fucking crazy? Quit since y'all getting on Elon Musk, you know how many fucking geniuses on the planet really 100,000% believe that we live in a fucking simulation? Elon Musk is one of them. Jeff Bezos is one of them. Fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson is another one of them that believe that we really live in a simulation. And then Elon Musk named his son some weird ass shit like that. And then really think about it, though. We all heard about Tesla vaguely in high school. But Elon Musk, where the fuck he come from?
Yeah, I think Tesla stock was at like $70 like a year or two ago. Shit, and that shit, you can't. Like
back then, but deeper back then.
Nigga. Deeper back then. In high school, that shit was $20.
All I knew about was the cars.
$20, yeah. $20.
Was the cars. And I was like a battery car. Until I heard that them bitches can beat like stock Ferraris and Hellcats.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That I was like, what
I
the
was
fuck?
Like, nigga, why would I want a Hellcat?
So if you this car don't make no noise,
and it's self drive, nigga. That's the most player part. It self drives.
I'll never have to worry about swerving while getting road edge.
Hold on, you said
ever again.
You said
ever
it would, again.
Nigga,
said,
I could put.
You my said it was $20.
Like $20.
So okay, so if you invested $1,000, bro.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro. What are you calculating?
$35,000. What did you just calculate? Yeah. Bitcoin's like the shit. But fucking, like, I don't know. This nigga Stevie fucking niggas up.
My bad, bro.
We be going this way. This nigga Stevie be like,
wait a minute, bro.
This nigga be like, is that a conversation? Let me take it this way. I'm like, this nigga.
No, he's a pickpocket, defensive player of the year. God. You can steal that motherfucker.
Oh my God.
We're over here like this. Hey.
I'm sitting here like shit getting juicy. This nigga Steve bring up crypto. Like,
God damn it.
Hey, I love my cryptos,
this
man.
This nigga Steve is not even caught. He not even.
It's good insight, though. It's good insight.
What it's good insight. Everything he said money? Is 100%.
Hey, man, don't patronize me, bro. You don't get out of here.
You don't ever want to be that person that's like, Bitcoin? I don't know shit about no Bitcoin or no fucking stocks or nothing like that. I'm not even going to fuck with it. Kind of look into securing your money and look into elevating your money for future generations and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, because, look. My number one 100,000% thing that I always think about is people our age, they want to travel and put it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They want to go get nice cars just to say they got them. Mm-hmm. They want to work minimum wage jobs and collect unemployment just so that they can loophole and pay all their bills barely. But it's like, in reality, dude, if you really think about it, money is not real. And the only reason I'm saying that is because we're put on a scale of pay your bills, go to work. DeAndre, you work this many hours. DeAndre, this is how much you get paid. Steve, you take this many photos. Steve, this is how much you would get paid. And it's like we're all on a system of just trying to stay in line. But it's like in reality, like think about it when...
It's a scam. I don't want to work.
It's a scam. Bro, you think Jeff Bezos is a billionaire because he works a lot of hours? No.
He's smart with his money.
Bro, there's only 3 billion people on the planet, and you mailing it telling me that we have over like 120 of them in Forbes every year? How is there 120 separate billionaires? That makes no sense.
They're murderers.
There's like, let's not forget countries in Africa, entire countries that are poor. Or third world countries, entire countries that are poor. Okay? So let's just say that they account for, I don't know, 400 million of the world's population. We got 35 people that are billionaires.
No one should ever be a billionaire.
How?
No one. Taxes.
How do you amass that amount of money? Like, think about it. The housing market. Mm-hmm. When in 2008, everybody's house went from 600,000 to 100,000. The bank didn't have their money. You didn't have your money. Nobody had your money. But then when the housing market came back 4 years later, your house went from 100K to 600K. It has no value. It comes from nowhere. All of a sudden, you just being alive, living in America, you qualify for $1,500 a month. From where? For what?
Money is bullshit. It's like, what were people doing before money? They were just trading shit.
Hey, like, oh, Steve, can you build me this house? I see you need a gun. I'll make you a gun. Okay. Let's trade abilities for things.
Yeah.
Well, you got to understand, bro. We live in a capitalist... Oh, shit. You okay, bro?
Fuck, nigga. Go ahead.
Nah, we live in a capitalist society, bro. So, you know what I mean? Like, what you were saying... I'm not saying it's like on some socialist or some communist stuff, but that is how a lot of people live in other countries. That is the idea about a lot of people in different countries. They believe that, yeah, I should trade something of equal value.
But that's what it was before money was a thing.
But I'm saying
they came along to put us on a scale.
Yeah, when you come to America, like, bro, even if you think about it, bro, like I said, we live in a capitalist society, well, not a society, capitalist country. We live into a capitalist country, a first world capitalist country. So I sell you this t-shirt that I made for 50 cents, and I sell this
Hello? Damn.
That was okay?
No, yeah, just go ahead.
Okay. So, I mean, I sell you something I made for 50 cents. I sell it to you for $10, whatever. You know what I mean? I make more than what I was supposed to make. You know what I mean? Money is kind of real. It's real. And like I said, was before, it can give you some freedom. You know what I mean? It gives you financial freedom that you don't have to like struggle. I don't have to wake up every day and go to work. I can take days off. I can take vacations. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. Yes. Yes.
What? No.
What?
Yes.
No. We're literally just saying like, yo, if you like money, is it real? They make you do all this shit. They make you do everything the same that you don't have to do.
Okay. My question to you is, who is they? Because you talk about
the government, the elitists, the people who don't have jobs. That's
people
what I'm talking about.
Make money off of like business owners. Them niggas don't work. their money is just moving on its own. Because it's their money, but, like, if we had just, like...
Yeah, like I was even thinking about it on some deeper shit, like... Like, it's so crazy how we all think that we have to go to work every single day to survive. We have to pay bills if we want to be alive. But it's like, if you go back to, like, ancient times, like, the Roman Empire, Mayans, like, the motherfuckers that discovered shit that we so-called barely known about centuries ago with no technology because nobody was thinking about money and who has more than what. Everybody was on the same page, just trying to get to a destination.
They were just living. They were just living.
And I feel like even now with society, the majority is always the most silent and the minority is always the voice, is because we sit here and bitch about taxes and bills and shit, but it's three times more of us than the government. If we all stop paying our taxes, do you know within 3 months the government would not have enough money to fund anybody to make us do anything? There would be no police. There would be no military within 3 months if all of us just was like, fuck taxes. But the majority of us who say fuck taxes, we pay them. Yeah. And that's so fucked up. Like, imagine if, like, a couple of niggas came together with power and was like, hey, DeAndre, I know your lights been on. You mind giving me like $5 for your lights being on? And you sitting there like, $5 for my lights being on? We could kill your wife, or you could just give me $5 for your lights being on. And it's like, okay, now DeAndre's paying $5 to keep his lights on. And now, hey, Steve, I know that you got a farm and shit, and you be growing your own food and shit, but we want some of that food, too.
It's like gangster niggas are like, oh, you want protection.
Yeah.
We don't fuck you up. And if you don't want us to fuck you up, pay us.
Yeah. Hey, farmers, you guys don't want to give us a certain cut of the food that you grow on your land? That water's going to cost you. You don't want to give us none of the food? All right, we're going to tax you on what you need to grow it. And it's just a never-ending barter system.
It probably got out of hand there, and that's why money became a thing.
I agree.
My money's bullshit.
Ooh, cracking your neck.
I know, you heard that, man.
Hey, look, I ain't gonna lie. Fucking money is 100,000% bullshit. It 100% is.
Fuck money. I hate working, man. I really hate working. You guys like working? You guys like, think about a dream job? Have you guys really actually had a dream job?
I'm gonna let you go ahead and continue with the title, like your intro, and then we're gonna end it there because that sounds fire and we're just gonna stop it there.
Wait, what?
Like how you just talking about, oh, have you guys ever thought about having a dream job? And then we're gonna be like, man, oh, you guys gonna have to find out, and all then right, just cut it there. Yeah. So you can continue because that was sounding fire. So go ahead.
Have you guys ever thought about having a dream job or anything like that? Like,
absolutely.
Really, in real life, have you ever thought about it? Like, did you have to think of one when somebody asked you that question? What's your dream job?
To be honest, I've always had to think about one. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, damn, even at, like, as a little kid, bro, you even, you know, you think about shit like that. You're like, oh, what do I want to be when I grow up? You know, and even as a little kid, you're not even thinking about money or anything like that. You're not thinking about nothing like that. Yeah,
exactly.
You just thinking about what makes you happy. But, yeah. Fuck, I feel like even as an adult, that shit just be changing. It's hard to be like, oh, I kept my word as a kid that I wanted to be X, Y, Z.
I feel it. Like, honestly, for me, it was just like, I have the same dream job I've always had. A job that gets paid to do nothing. But we could honestly fucking pick it up later.
Honestly, we can just talk about this shit next week because y'all keep bitching about an hour show. So y'all not getting hour shows no more. So I'm out.
All right. See you guys.
All right. See ya. Later.
Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Something. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Ferrella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Ferrella. but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.